It's Tuesday, the 19th of July, 8 a.m. It's a beautiful morning. It's actually a gorgeous morning. A light breeze, which is welcome. The heat from yesterday's extremely tropical weather is still here. And could literally stand here without my cotton shirt on. Wouldn't need it. In fact, I kind of would have welcomed it. Cool my body down. It's good to be back out in the garden. The hot muggy tea. And breathing in that beautiful God's fresh air. Though I have a lot of wind in the sails, as they say. Lungs shot to pieces at the moment. It was way back, a week past on last Friday. So, seven, 11 days, something like that. 11 days ago, I started to go down with what was originally a head cold. Apparently quite a bad head cold. It was going around the area. And that was one thing. So I lived through that. Right through till last Thursday. And felt worse and went to bed, and my wife had to call the doctor in by early morning. I was in such a state. Turned out that I not only had picked up that bad cold virus, but I'd also picked up the flu virus. And I'm on antibiotics, so it's taken a while. I spent Friday, Saturday, and a good part of Sunday in bed. Unable to get up, just so tired, just so feeble and tired, and constantly coughing up phlegm, and my nose, my ears, my palate, my throat, everything just in a terrible, terrible state. So, yesterday with this good weather, I managed to just go outside in the front garden, and I didn't really do anything. But I soaked up some of that beautiful fresh air and the warm sun. Sat there on the bench and just let the sun shove some of its goodness into me. So this morning, feeling much better, but still nasally, still that kind of choked up head a wee bit. But fortunately, the problem with the lungs is cleared. I just need to get them fit again, get them working properly and expanding properly, wee bit at a time. The bike has been in the garage for that same period, 11 days. Not even taken out for a small run. Just absolutely unfit. Even that big tin can in the sky isn't annoying me this morning, because it means I'm standing here in the garden. And you know, it's a funny thing, but when you're ill, it's the simple things that you miss. The simple things that you maybe don't appreciate having them when you do have them, and when you've not got them, how you miss them. And by that I mean the simple things of being able to get up in the morning and head out, do a wee bit in the garden, go for a walk, go for a walk in the evenings with my wife, DIY, no matter what it is, or just any general thing that you do in your life, even indoors, just because you are in good health. I know I miss so many things over the past while, particularly the last 3 or 4 or 5 days. It's missed everything so much. Just praying that this is me definitely on the mend, and that even this clogged up head will go as soon as possible. Good morning, Mrs. Blackbird. Mrs. Blackbird is taking over the house. She's on the back doorstep now, but she has no qualms whatsoever about coming into the house. She was feeding, or is, I should say was feeding 4 great big plump chicks, bigger than her at the moment. Isn't that right, Mrs. Blackbird? At first we thought it was 1, and then it was 2, and then 2 or 3 days later it was 3, and then 4. And through the kitchen window, when I've had the chance, I've watched her run and grab food and shove it down the beak of one, and then the other, and then the other, and then the other. But as time's progressed, even my wife has noticed this, because she feeds them as well. Once one has learnt to feed itself, it gets ignored. And so it doesn't get any food on demand, it has to get its own. But once the second one is capable of feeding itself, number one, not only doesn't get fed, but doesn't get tolerated around the food that's there. Not in a vicious way, but Mrs. Blackbird just chases it away quite rapidly. So in other words, it's on its way out to start its own life. And that's how it works down the chain. I think I've just been pooped on, by the way, in my head. So she has to do this every day, all day, and grab a bite for herself in between. Incredible instinct and dedication. The demands put on one blackbird. She's the only one that's been feeding them. I've never seen the male, in fact, seldom seen the male. The male hasn't been feeding them, to my knowledge. It's always her. And even the chicks now, the chicks, the misnomer. Even the chicks, the fledglings I should call them, have little fear of approaching the back door. Mrs. Blackbird has no problems wandering straight into the kitchen now. So it's good to be back in the garden. And she's giving me more signs that she needs more food. She's already been fed well. Food's been put out. So please God this morning, Yes, please go ahead, Mrs. Blackbird. That I'm on the mend, and that my head will clear and my lungs will fill. Yes, simple things.